Let's try Be'ezus Hashem Hibnevet to be a few lines here in the second section, the one that's entitled Eo, and then to reflect a little bit on the very important Yisadus here. Ve'e, Zoe HaTshuva Shenitna Yidei Bari Olam Eo, Kol Zman She'eo Fitpal Seif Ke'Eved HaGoron. As long as he was philosophizing as someone enslaved to fate, the Dvar Sheilat HaSiba VeHaNimuk, he wanted to know the reason, the Dvarash Gibli Mahutara, and he was inquiring as to the essence of Ra, V'haya Chozer V'Sho'el V'Rogein. He was repeatedly asking and complaining, Madua Balama Bam Hayisurim, Onala Hakosh Vokum, Nimratzos, Behe Hashaila Shal Hayadata, Miza Machach Eitzim, Milan Brida, Ezono, Kagabo Halatzach, Vash Alka Bahodieni, Efra Yisav Yastiorets, Hagedim Yadata Dino, Hayadata Eisledas, Yaale Sala, Im Enate Yodesa Alpha Beta Shal Hayitzur, Madua Titchatzef Lakshar Kushot Al Hanhagata Olam. Avakshahirin Eov Mamu Zara Hishelato, how strange it is. Bekama Gdola Ba'aruto, his ignorance, Ishba Vela Yeda. Vehuda Vela Bosh, Lachain Higadati Vela Oven, Niflos Mimeni Vela Eda, Gila Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ish Hayiud. After that transformation happened from Eved HaGoron to Ish HaYi'ud, at HaYisod HaMiti HaTzofon B'Yisurim Kefi Nisucha, the formulation Shal HaHalacha, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Iyov, Amnam, Ba'ol Lo Toven Etzod HaMadua, Sibat HaYisurim B'Tachlitam, Aval Davar Achad Mechovatcha Ladat, Et Yisod Tikon HaYisurim, How to Rectify, and to chal hitromeim, to elevate yourself, to be elevated, al yideh ha'yisurim ledargah she'ad achshav lo higata eleha, teda she'no adu heima ke'emtza'i letikon ha'nefesh v'haruach. If you'll become elevated through yisurim to a level that previously you hadn't attained, so then you'll know that the Yisurim are intended as an instrument for Tikkun HaNefesh. So, at times, you know, the what and why questions seem to converge. How does this not answer the why question? Why are they Yisurim? They're Yisurim to elevate the person. How is this sort of restricted to the what and doesn't spill over to the why? So this is actually very, very crucial for again, in this context, understand the Rav's approach and beyond as well. If the question posed is why are they Yisurim? And the answer given is to elicit a response from a person. Again, that's said in response to a why question. To elicit a response. To galvanize the person for doing tshuva. So then there's all kinds of follow-up questions which very legitimately can and will be asked. Why this individual and not another individual? But this individual needs to do tshuva more than any other individual. If it's something that's happening collectively, nationally, why in this tkufa, Am Yisrael needs that wake-up call more than in other tkufas? And most fundamentally, the follow-up question is, why this instrument for tshuva? Ribbono Shel Olam in his infinite bag of tricks can't come up with a different wake up call. This is the only thing that's going to function as an alarm clock. So, but when the same response is given, not presuming to answer the why question, but just to answer the what question. What is a person supposed to do, Rachman Litzlan, when visited by Yisurim? So then it's a complete and comprehensive answer. And that's what the Rav means. So it's always important to recognize that difference. But the Rav has basically the same distinction, parallel in a different context, in his... In his essay, Halachic Mind, so the Rav contrasts the Rambam's Tami Mitzvahs in the Yad, in Mishnah Torah, with the Rambam's Tami Mitzvahs in the Mora. And he says that in the Mora, the Rambam in his Tami Mitzvahs undertook to answer the why question. Whereas in the Rambam's Tami Mitzvahs in Mishnah Torah, he only undertook to answer the what question. And again, just to illustrate. The famous Rambam, there are a few Rambams about Tami Mitzvahs in the Yad. The most famous one, of course, being about Shofar and Perek Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva. Uru Yishen Mishen Aschem V'Nedonim Hakitzu Mitadam Aschem. So the Agav, where you see, where it's Mefurish, like the Rav is saying, that in the Yad, the Rambam is only responding to the what question, is because before the Rambam gives the Tami Mitzvah, he says, So what's that juxtaposition? No, it's Exeris HaKosov. I'm not presuming to answer the why question. It means Exeris HaKosov. But Remez Yeshbo, that we can say something about the what. And the Rambam has a similar... I think there's a similar formulation maybe at the end of Bechos Mikvos. Also, that before he gives the Remez, he underscores that it remains inscrutable. It remains Exeris HaKosov. It remains inscrutable. It remains Exeris HaKosov. Because if you read the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva as responding to the why question, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu command Mitzvah Shofar? So then the follow-up question is, but why dafka Shofar to elicit that response? And obviously, you know, Elo Shel Yitzchak is a nice thing to say, but it doesn't really answer the question, obviously, if one is asking why. If, however, the question is sort of what's the religious content of the mitzvah? What does the mitzvah seek to elicit from us? What effect should the mitzvah have on us? Again, all those permutations of the what. So So then, well, what the Rambam has in Hilchos Teshuva is a very beautiful and enriching and elevating answer. And it's the same distinction. Okay, there's some. Let's continue a little bit for now. Iyov, kshashafu alafa chasadai, bevchina sinani nota oleho kenahar shalom. When my kindnesses overflowed to you, like a river overflowing its bank. You were an influential and person enjoying prestige. I remember now if that's verbatim or paraphrased in the beginning of the year. Lo ishtamashta b'cholchacha v'oshrocha l'ra, also true. Nasata habil et stoka, tzedek levashti v'yal b'sheni, kami'il utsnif, mishpati. Lo nimnata milhamtzi eze v'sad l'rabim, v'amadta lahem b'ez tzara u'mitzuka. Ki amalek oni mishaveya v'yosom v'lo ozer lo. Ulam chaser lecha midas ulam chaser lecha otam midat hachaser hagdola b'shnei muvanim. Me'olam lo nasata ba'ol hatzibor v'lo hishtatafta b'tzorato v'yigono. Lo hirgashta et yisurei hayachid hasovel. Ki ish hamechunan b'lev tov, vichamta l'rega al yosom. Kesef rav hayalacha, v'lo chosata kum kshenatata nedava haguna. The person has $1,000,000 in the bank. He can write a check for $1,800. It's a nice contribution. Doesn't really affect him. Onam chesed mashmaruto makifa yoter mi sentiment cholef merakshanut zola. Cheap emotionalism. Chesed tovei yoter mi dimarig it mi madbeya kara. Chesed perisho hitmazgut im hazulat. Hizdahut im keivo hargashat haachrayut lagorolo. מידת החסד זו לא הייתה בך, לא בנוגע אל הרבים, ולא ביחסך עם היוחד. So it's... For today, maybe just that point it out, but really not to begin to explain it to explain it adequately. The response, the chesed, the Rav says is entirely in the Ben Adam L'Havera. That the response to receiving bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not talking about, you know, why don't you increase your siddharim and why don't you start going to the slower minyan instead of the minyan in the morning, which is on the fast track. The grievance against Eov is the lack of empathy and identification, be it with a yachid, be it with a klal. Now, that is supposed to be our attitude and experience. You know, there's a very famous Yerushalmi in the Dorim, which is much quoted. The Yerushalmi is commenting, offering a perspective on the issue of a sikum. And it says, let's say a person is walking and he bangs, basically bangs his right knee against something and it's painful. So a person then doesn't take his hand and smack his knee, you know, to settle the score for having caused him pain. That's the Yerushalmi's marshal. So it's quite clear that what that marshal is expressing is this idea of the, again, not only empathy but identification. Just to pose the question, not to answer it today. Let's say the Yerushalmi in Kaya, also much quoted, which says that the flip side of Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam is that Bittul Torah Keneged Kulam. The Yerushalmi spells that out. So how do you square this for that Yerushalmi? But it's not only this, it's lots of things that need to be reconciled. It's not a kasha on In the footnote that we had on the previous page, how on a tonus, Bezdin Amasivin Vidarshim Vachokan al Bali Chomas Vaberos, the Haftorah Yom Kippur emphasizes all Ben Adam Chaberim. How is all that supposed to be integrated? Okay, so Bli Nedar Tzashem, we will come back to it. Basically, the Rav says that the theme of Sefer Iyov is the ideas he's been presenting until here, A, that the approach to Yisurim is the what question rather than the why question, but B, also, what we had in the previous section, how Chayiv Adam Levarach Al Ra'ah, K'shem Shem Levarach Al Tova, that Rachmana Litzlan, sometimes the progression is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially looks to elicit the reaction from the person through chesed, through bracha, and it's only Rachmana Litzlan when the reaction is not forthcoming, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu resorts, as it were, to plan B, and sends Yisurim to achieve the same goal. And the Rebbe is saying that basically is the axis in which all of Sefer Iyov turns. Hayitzim in Dor Shel Yaakov. This is a beautiful, beautiful darshanus here. Asher nevak im Lavan. Esa v'ha'ish b'nachal yabal ka'azavta lo v'etza v'sushiya mi ha'yo Yaakov v'ho'ya ani v'ata asher v'bal hashpa'a ilu yitgachasta li Yaakov v'ahada v'ahada ha'ra'uya u'b'midat ha'chasid ha'ne'emana lo ha'yo avim alav yisurim marim kol kach. Hayita bizmano shel Moshe v'nimneita im yoatzei Paro. Hayim nakavta be'etzba b'sha'a she'Paro gozar gzeres kol ha'ben ha'ilad ha'yoret ha'shlichuhu b'sha'a she'hanotzim ha'avidu b'forech et achacha? Shatakta az v'lo machita ki yareta l'hizdahot im ha'avadim ha'umlalim v'shalshel lahem madveya. כן, אבל להפוך בזכותם בפומבי לא. פחדת שמה יאשימוך בנאמנות כפולה. So it's quite clear in this line, I mean, later in the essay that the Rebbe is pretty explicit about this, but it's quite clear in this line that he's referring to certain segments of American Jewry that were afraid to exert fully whatever influence they had and to lobby as strongly and passionately as they could during the Holocaust, during the Second World War, because they were afraid of undermining their position in American society. That's clearly what the allusion here of Pachaduta Shama Ya'ashimucha B'Ne'amanot Kfula, that you were afraid that you'd be accused of dual loyalties. Ta'alta v'doram shel Ezra Nechemia me'olei Bavel. Ata Iyov v'oshrucha v'hashvatcha yachalta l'achish, you could have accelerated et ta'alip yishuv ha'aretz v'binyan beis ha'mikdash bram ozlacha atuma hayita it was sealed v'lo kalta et ha'za'aka ha'historit shah la'umah lo yatzata v'sarat ha'macha'a neger ha'san balatim ha'shomunim u'sh'or son yisrael asher ratzu l'achriv et ha'yishuv ולכבוד את זיק התקווה האחרון של עם השם. Presumably this alludes to the again, and maybe the unwillingness to confront the English over their very harsh policies, the white paper, etc. Ma asita b'sha'a she'olei ha'gola karumi ma'amakeis seva v'yeush kashal koch ha'saval v'hafar havba v'anachu anucha libnoz v'achom yashavti b'chibuk yadayim לא השתעטפת בסבלם של הלוחמים למען היהדות, ארץ ישראל והגאולה. מעולם לא הבאת קרבן אחד לטובתם. רק לשלומך וטובתך דאגת כל הימים, ורק למענך התפללת והעלית עולות. ויהי כי הקיף ימי המשתה וישלח איוב ויקדשם, והשכם בבוקר והלה עולות מספר כולם, כי אמר איוב, אולי חוט ובוני וברכו אלוקים בלבבם.
Mm-hmm.
הנסעתה אף פעם תפינה בעד איש זוהר מתוך השתתפות בצערו? לא. התדע איוב שהתפילה היא נחלת הכלל, וכי היוחד אינו בא אל המלך להסחנן לו ולבקש אסטרופות מלפונות, לבד מאשר יגאל את עצמו, he has to first redeem himself, מתוך בדידותו והסתגרותו, his seclusion, ויסתפח, he has to append himself, attach himself, אל הכלל. You find that the Rambam has, at the end of Perek Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, when he describes how Yaakov Avinu taught all his sons, not as it had been with Avraham and Yitzchak, that it only went to one son. He taught all the sons, and then the Rambam writes that Naseis Ba'olam Uma Hayodas Es Hashem, something along those lines. The goal has always been, right? Ritzon Hashem is that there should be not just Yechidim who know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Nasez Ba'olam Uma Hayodas Zalokah. When the Rambam describes the Nisayin of the Akedah, he says Ta'er La'atzmacha, he says, you have someone who had been childless for so long. What he wants more than anything is to have children so he can be the progenitor of a nation who will be devoted to Hashem. And then finally has the son, and he's told to sacrifice the son. But there too, the emphasis is on creating the nation. And that's what's reflected here as well, that a person cannot sort of seclude himself and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu solely as a yochid. Hashachachta ki ha-tfila ha-yudit na-meret b'loshen rabim la-olam n'shadif inish nafshe v'hadi tzibura. That's why the braisa in Nirvamas, which the Rambam quotes, la-halach in Hilchos Yisurei Viyah, says that the first thing Beis Din says to a prospective ger is that Iyata Yodaya, she Yisrael Bezman Hazeh, Devuyim, and Schufim, and Trufim, and Yisurim Barim Aleihem. And if he says, Eini Kedai, but Afal Pichain, so then you continue the process. Meaning the very first thing is Beis Din impresses upon the Ger that the essence of Gerus is not only being Mekabel Mitzvos, of course it's that, but it's becoming a part of Kal Yisrael. And you should know, it's not just an upgrade from 7 to 613. It's Iyata Yodei. You have to know that you're becoming a part of the Jewish people. We can't relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu exclusively as Yechidim. Okay, we'll stop here.